Page's relatively easy time on Capitol Hill today was in stark contrast to the fierce opposition Linda Chavez might have faced. She had been tapped by George W. Bush to be Labor Secretary, but she withdrew her name from consideration yesterday amid revelations she had harbored an illegal immigrant in her home. News analyst Daniel Shores says Chavez's account of why her nomination failed is not entirely accurate.
Linda Chavez complains of being the victim of the politics of personal destruction. More accurately, she's a victim of the politics of self-destruction. The Bush team was prepared to defend her policy positions, such as her opposition to affirmative action and raising the minimum wage. What it found impolitic to try to defend was her less than forthcoming statements to transition aides and, more perilously, to the FBI. Chavez had apparently not learned from the experiences of Presidents Nixon and Clinton. Nixon, on September 8, 1972, discussing Watergate with his aide Charles Colson, recalled the case of Alger Hiss, convicted not of espionage but of perjury, and said, "The cover-up is what hurts you, not the issues." Nixon famously violated his own dictum by covering up Watergate and then trying to cover up the cover-up, asking the CIA to take responsibility. President Clinton was impeached not for an extramarital affair, but essentially for dissembling about it under oath. Chavez befriending a battered Guatemalan woman may have technically harbored an illegal alien in violation of the Immigration Act, as thousands of Americans do. She might have mounted a stirring, compassionate conservative attack on a vindictive law. That is, if the president-elect, knowing the facts, would still have been willing to nominate her. There's the rub. Apparently unsure of Bush's indulgence, she withheld information from the FBI and reportedly solicited silence from a neighbor who happens to be a lawyer, presumably aware of the perils of trying to mislead the FBI. Chavez was interviewed by the FBI three times. The cover-up, as often happens, blew up thanks to a leak to ABC from some aspiring deep throat. The law and order Bushites were not about to be in the position of condoning tinkering with the facts to the FBI. Indeed, a Bush advisor sought to derive advantage from the episode by saying that the swift withdrawal of the nomination was evidence of the president-elect's decisiveness, never mind that the withdrawal was supposed to be voluntary. One who may have had a deja vu feeling about all this was Fred Fielding, who was brought on board to vet Bush cabinet appointments. He had been a lawyer in the Nixon White House, and he had the task of disposing of the incriminating contents of the safe of Watergate burglar Howard Hunt. This is Daniel Shore.